Solutions to the climate crisis will take a whole lot of batteries. It's how we survive the podcast. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Yes, it's me. You might have noticed I've been off the show for a while, and here's why. I've been working on a new Marketplace podcast called How We Survive, about solutions to the climate crisis, like the kind we've been covering on this show for a few years now. This season is all about batteries, which I know sounds boring, but batteries are actually the key to getting off of fossil fuels. They store and distribute solar and wind power. They power electric cars, buses, trucks, buildings, houses. And most batteries in the world right now need lithium. So the hunt is on for this silvery white metal in the U.S.
Seatbelt.
This summer, I leased an electric car.
Oh my God.
How do you plug it in? What do I do?
And I went on a road trip through the climate crisis.
We're about to exit the vehicle, which is a terrible idea because it is 111 degrees.
Our first stop on this trip.
This is a cool landscape.
Thacker Pass, Nevada, a beautiful mountain country with miles and miles of sagebrush and white fluffy clouds. There is a tech solution here, but it might be messy. A Canadian company called Lithium Americas wants to dig up some of these mountains to extract lithium for making batteries. But people live near this mine site, and they're not sold.
The thing that concerns me is the craze with everybody saying Green New Deal. We've got to be energy efficient. We have to cut our throats to do electric cars and all this stuff.
That's Gene Williams, a farmer in the nearby community of Orvada, just a few miles from the proposed mine. People there are worried about the mine sucking up their water, creating dangerous traffic and pollution, and Gene thinks their concerns are being ignored.
This is like a guy wanting to marry somebody, okay, and she's rich. So he goes and he says everything in the world to get that ring on her finger. And then when it's all said and done, he's a charlatan. You know, he's spending her money, but he's not doing anything for her.
But others aren't that worried. Like Glenn Miller, a professor of all things, environmental science at the University of Nevada, Reno, and a longtime observer of the mining industry.
It is not as problematic as other ones I've seen.
Glenn is just about the last person you'd expect to hear speaking in favor of a mining project. He's devoted his life to environmental causes and even founded an environmental justice nonprofit. But earlier this year, he resigned from that position to support this lithium mine because, he said, lithium is just that crucial to our future.
Climate change is just running amok, and that is the most important issue facing the world today.
It's confusing. There are real local environmental concerns, and there's a growing and urgent need for lithium if we don't want climate problems to get worse. For its part, Lithium Americas says their operation is going to be as clean as possible and that they're working closely with the community to address their fears. There are a lot more layers to this story. So if you want to hear more, definitely go check out the podcast How We Survive, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.